Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland.
So, let's look at this now. Media, new words, discussion words. Have a look at these words on this side. Let's look at the first half. Yeah? So, we can see 28 different words here. These are all to do with media, that is radio, television, journalism, or new media. Let's try and give a definition of media. What does it mean, media? Has anyone got any ideas? How can we define it? How can we define it? Things like radio, television, internet, podcasting, newspapers, magazines. What is media and what isn't media? So, ways of showing information, yes. What kind of information, though, is it? Fabiana's saying as well, Vulpine smile. What kind of information? Just information? Communication, said Sarah. A way of communicating, yes. For example, is a book media? It's a way of communication, yes, a book. But is it part of the media? What do you think? Difficult. Difficult question. So mass communication, that's Bridget saying good. Vulpine Smile saying no, book isn't media. Okay, Nadia's got something here. Yeah, mass communication. So forms of mass communication, for example, the radio, the internet, the television. Yeah, a lot of people watching or listening. So what's the difference then between a book, say, and a magazine? Because book is a way of communication. And if a lot of people read it, it's mass communication, right? So, what's the difference then? Because lots of people can read it. You know, think of the Da Vinci Code. A lot of people read that book, millions of people. It's communicated a message about, you know, a bizarre story, but why is it not then media? Interesting question, isn't it? Okay. Think about a book, yeah. And ask yourself this question. So, does a book change? Does it change? If I buy a book, does it change? Anyone? No, it does not change, says Nadia. No. Well, it doesn't change. It's impossible. It's not possible unless it's an e-book, and that's a different kind of book, yeah? Okay. So a book doesn't change, but media is always changing. It's always updating. So the radio, for example, it's continuous stream of material. It never stops changing. The same television, the internet. So it's to do with communication, mass communication. So maybe we could put this definition. It's constantly updated all the time. You know, all day I check different websites. I like to read the news here on The Guardian. I like to read the news here. So during the day it's updated all the time. So there are new stories and new photos, and you know, it's constantly changing. So this is media. This is a good example of media. Sometimes we say mass media. I just wanted to put media as the title for this unit. Okay. Good. So let's look at this page. Tell me if there are any words you don't know here, anything that you don't know. So have a quick look at this. Type in the box any new words. Anything you're not sure about, right? So that's it. Okay, and we'll look at them really quickly. Free sheet is a newspaper that's a free one that somebody hands out by the railway station or by the in the town, you know, a free newspaper. Free sheet. Tabloid is this is a small newspaper. So it's the size of the paper. It's called tabloid size, and it's rather small paper. The opposite of tabloid is broadsheet, a broadsheet, but now tabloids are more popular. So, any more new words here? Box set, okay. Box set is a set of DVDs for a TV show. So if there are 24 episodes, for example, they're collected together in a box set. Maybe six DVDs. It's a collection, yeah. So it's the whole season. For example, of Lost or 24 or The Simpsons, you know, anything. It's a collection of maybe five or six DVDs. Jingle, this is a great word. Jingle is a little piece of music that we hear on an advert. Advertisement. For example, somebody sings a few words and it just sticks in your head. For example, if we think of the one McDonald's, they had a jingle, didn't they? Something like, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Yeah. Even though they shouldn't use, you know, I'm loving it. Yeah. Because it's a state verb, so. But anyway, that's a grammar thing. So a jingle is a little piece of music either on an advert or a radio show. Maybe a radio presenter has his own jingles to introduce his name. Okay. Anything else? Okay, let's have a look down. Go down the page and see all the words. Don't forget you could download this worksheet here. Quickly get it and you can keep that and study it later on. So you have to give the feedback, Nadia, Bridget. Give feedback to WizIQ because it's early days now and they have to get this sorted out. Sidekick is an assistant. Good. Wolpine Smiles got it. On a radio show, the presenter usually nowadays has a sidekick. Somebody who they chat to. Somebody who they talk to during the programme. It makes it easier for them to present it. Not many DJs now in UK are just on their own. They often have a sidekick, but maybe it's somebody like an assistant producer, somebody who works on the show, but it gives some chance for banter, that is conversation, informal conversation. Okay. Bias is when I give more time to somebody than to somebody else. For example, if I work on a TV show and I give more time to one political party than to the other, I show bias. So we talk about showing bias. Maybe I show bias towards the Conservative Party or towards men or towards women, you know, to show bias towards a particular group. So, for example, not be equal. Yeah, to be subjective, that's Sarah's saying. Yes. Okay. Anything else? Yeah, to have a favourite. You could have a favourite child, for example, if you've got two children. Maybe you show bias towards one of your kids, you know. You shouldn't, but sometimes it happens. Or if you're a teacher, you can show bias towards somebody, yeah? Towards one of your favourite students. Okay. Good. Anything else here? Just anything more? We've looked at the hardest, maybe the hardest words. Okay. Ah, so this is a good one. Nadia's phrase, convergence. Convergence. To converge means to come together. Yeah, for example, two roads maybe converge. Heinitin. Two roads maybe come together, converge. So in media, convergence is when, for example, a TV show is also has a website, maybe also has a film, maybe merchandising, maybe something on the radio, a magazine. When all things are working together for one brand or one character or one show, this is convergence. So, for example, we could use the example of the A-Team. Now it's a film, but it was also a TV series. And you can buy books and magazines, merchandising, toys. everything working together for the brand. Box set we had, that was like a DVD set, maybe four or five DVDs together in one set, maybe the whole season of a TV show like Lost, 24, this kind of thing. HDTV, does anybody know that? HD, what it means? High definition. So we could say that high definition is a way to persuade people to buy new televisions. So it's not good enough just to see the normal screen, but we want to see high quality, very close, very detailed picture. And of course, it's not necessary, right? Because what's important is the story, the plot, the characters, not how many pixels there are on the screen, yeah? How many little dots there are. Yeah, the resolution. So some people are very sensitive about this, but I think it doesn't matter. And you can enjoy a TV show on a really small television without high definition and just enjoy it because it was good, you know, because it was funny or exciting. Yeah. Think about when we were growing up, we didn't have big widescreen HD TVs. We didn't have them, but we still watched some amazing films and cartoons, and we just enjoyed them. Yeah. Touchscreen is any device, yeah, anything where you have a screen that you can touch, so BlackBerry, iPhone, lots of different devices. So sometimes you can buy laptops as well with a touch screen. So we want to poke our devices with our finger, like touch that, we have to touch it. Yeah, it's just, maybe it's another gimmick, just something to make you buy more products. Or maybe it's really is a useful way of interacting with it. Okay, because at the moment we're using mice to move around, to interact on the screen, but in the future we might all touch everything on the screen. Yeah. Okay. Good. Let's go to our next thing, which is PowerPoint. You can download this here. You can download it here. So, we're not going to look at every single word because we haven't unlimited time, but let's see how far we get. So, yeah, Robin is a sidekick of Batman, the sidekick, assistant, helper, and somebody on a radio show who's a sidekick is somebody chatting to the main DJ or presenter. Good example of this is on BBC Radio 1, we've got, remember Scott Mills, his show, he's got the sidekick, Becky, or Chris Moyles, he's got a whole team of people that he just chats to. It's not enough just to talk to the listener, right? There has to be a group. It's like if I had a group of people now, we could all be chatting about this lesson together. But I I haven't got that. By the way, I'm not sitting in at the bottom of a well or in a dark hole, but I'm in quite a dark room. So, it's quite different from usual, but we'd keep trying. So these are the areas we're looking at: radio, television, journalism, new media. The dark side. Yes, maybe. I can't confirm that at the moment. So, we can look at any new word. For example, ratings we've got here. Ratings. Let's look at this in terms of any of these things. Meaning and category. So, what is the meaning of ratings? Type in the box, what does it mean, ratings? Ratings. I think it's more the little lamp, Bridget, doing that. I can't send you any emoticons now, but I'm trying. How many people watching? Okay, ratings. Or listening, don't forget listening. So, radio. Don't make me blush now. So, ratings, that's the meaning. Which category could we put it in? Is it radio, television, journalism, new media? Rating is a score or measurement of how good or popular it is. So, ratings are particularly to do with TV and radio. Measuring, yeah. Okay. It's like a score. How many people are listening or watching? It's so important because without ratings, they wouldn't know what was working, what was popular. Okay. Then we could look at the stress. So, ratings. How many syllables is it? Ratings. Syllables. Ratings. Ratings. How many syllables? Come on, you have to do the work now, because... Three? Can you hear three syllables? Ratings. 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 Two syllables, thank you. Is there a suffix? Is there a suffix? Is there a suffix here? So... What do you think? Suffix? ing. So we've got suffix. Because rate, it comes from the verb to rate. So to rate is the verb. Rating then can be gerund. And then becomes a noun, a separate thing, ratings. Okay. So we know that suffixes are never stressed. Therefore we know that the stress is on the first syllable. That's how I know that. I'm not Sherlock Holmes, you know, I didn't go to Oxford or Cambridge, although I was born in Cambridge, I have to say. Ratings, so we know it's not a compound noun because it's got a suffix. It's not a foreign word because it comes from our verb to rate, yeah? Sounds. There's loads here we could do. If you're a teacher, you could use this and explore all these kinds of things. So, vowel sounds, consonant sounds, silent letters. Maybe the biggest problem here is this A sound, because it looks like rat, rattings. For some people, depending on your language, your first language, you might think that. So there's no clue that it's a long A. Schwa sound is the weak stress, Anjay, the weak stress sound. that is in most, in many English words. For example, sound, if we have type in the word teacher, for example, we have teach, is the schwa, cucumber, Nadia's got it. So it's the weak stress sound that's in many, many, many words in English. It's the most common sound in English. It is, really, and it's, people don't know about it, but it is. Okay, you could look at this. You know, you might think, oh, it must be a long A sound because we've got consonant and then vowel again. So, if it was double T, we could say rattings. Clusters as well. Ings. Yeah. So, you could look at all these things. And number four, context, collocation. So, context, we know it's to do with radio, television. What? Think of a sentence for this word. Think of a sentence, please. What do you think? Ratings. That's the collocation. What does it go with? What verbs are... Yes. I don't give them, but I want them to tell me, Nadia. I want them to give me like I want you to give me. If they're having a problem, okay, but if they know ratings, it's to do with how popular is a TV show or radio program. This is just a method you could use to explore any word, you know, in these four categories: meaning, stress, sounds, context. Yeah. So what sentence could you write then, Andrzej, for this? Ratings. I could give you 10 now. The ratings. No, not credit rating, but TV show. How popular is it? For example, alright, I will give you an example. Everybody's very shy today. That's alright. For example, I will type you. I'll help you. Yeah? So, the new sitcom got really bad ratings, so to get bad ratings, or to get good ratings, this is a collocation. Bad ratings or good ratings, yeah, so Vulpine Smile is right. They always want to have good ratings, but without a, because it's not singular. To have good ratings, yeah. CBS's ratings showed huge improvement, yeah. So, ratings up or down, for example, yeah. Up or down. So this is collocation, and we'll get students thinking using the word in a context, not just as an abstract thing. Okay. So, oh, it's going to do that. Okay. But I'm deleting that. Okay. So, let's go again with this word tabloid. Tabloid. So, type in the box, what is the meaning here? Tabloid. What is a tabloid? Any ideas? So, it's not a journal, Andrzej, but rather newspaper. Yeah, a popular newspaper. Small pages, short articles, lots of photographs. Good, Nadia. A popular newspaper. Good, Ivana. That's right. Tabloid is also the shape of the newspaper. So, a small popular newspaper. Yeah. Tabloid. Okay. So, where's the stress in this word? Which syllable is stressed? Stress syllable. Yeah. Tabloid. Tabloid. First syllable is stressed, and very often in English words, two syllable nouns, it's first syllable stress. Tabloid. Tabloid. Any funny sounds in this? Any funny, unusual sounds? Blah, blah. Anything unusual that we could look at or study? Oid is unusual. So it's an unusual suffix. Yeah. Can you think of any more words with this suffix? Go and check online. Oid. Yeah, it's to do with shape. It's a kind of suffix used for shapes. I think there's a word ovoid, is it? To do with egg shape. Nadia's got globoid. Yeah. So, like we're saying, tabloid is the shape of the newspaper as well. It's the name of a shape. Okay. Oh, trapezoid. Volpine Smile's got it. So, it's a suffix for shapes. So, this way we can explore the words. Here. It's very unusual consonant cluster, blah. It's not very often we see this in the middle of a word, for example. Yeah, oh, Bridget's been studying Russian. Good. And this vowel cluster is also not that common, oi sound. Can you think of any words with this oi? With oi? O-I together. Maybe avoid is one, isn't it? Coin, said Volpine Smile. Yes. Yes. Okay. Oh, moist, says Nadia. Okay. But anyway, you can get the idea here, and you see we haven't got time to go through 40 words, but let's look for a longer word that we can use. Jingle. I've just been reading a book by Dickens, Charles Dickens, called Pickwick Papers. And this was published about 1830s, 38 maybe. And there's a character called Mr. Jingle in this book, Alfred Jingle, and he's a really quite naughty character as well. So this word has been around for a long time. It really means to ring, like bells ringing, to jingle. It's a verb as well, and now it's come to mean a kind of little short musical piece in an advert. Like in McDonald's, you know, do 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 do. and then you're supposed to guess the rest. Hello, Afaf. Thanks for coming today. We welcome you here. So, let's find maybe a longer word that we can study. Here's a good word. So Nadia knows this book, Pickwick Papers, Mr. Pickwick, and the characters Sam. Yeah, really good story. So, paparazzi. I'm not going to sing it, but if you want, you can. Come on. All Lady Gaga fans out there, come on. So what does it mean, paparazzi? What does it mean? I'm not going to sing that, but I'm a big fan, as you know, so I enjoy it. So the best way to enhance your vocabulary, Afaf, is download this PowerPoint, and then you can study 40 vocabulary words about media. Okay. So, photo reporters, annoying photo reporters, photographers who follow famous people around. Good. Yes. So, the people that hang around on motorbikes usually with long lens cameras. Bridget's polyglot. I never would have known by looking at you, but thanks for telling us that. Long lens cameras, people that hide out looking for celebrities, yeah, and they sell the pictures to a newspaper. Good, Volpine Smile and Nadia. So, stress, where's the stress in this word? Any ideas? Stress. Think about syllables. How many syllables? Is there a suffix? Is there a compound noun? Is there a foreign word? Is it foreign? This word, paparazzi. So it's four syllables, and Nadia's saying third syllable is stressed. Okay. Papa. And it's even stressed in the song as well, paparazzi. Yeah. So she's following the correct stress pattern, which is always good. Is it an English word? No, but how do you know that? It's Italian, good. Yeah. It's an Italian word, so the stress, it's we can't assume the stress is on the first syllable. We borrowed it from Italian, like pizza. Don't make me hungry again. Sounds. Well, we can look at some unusual clusters, for example, z together, double z makes a c sound, c, paparazzi, like pizza. Yeah, the double z makes this kind of sound, c, s. S, yeah, paparazzi. Or we could have a short version, pap. Sometimes it's just reduced to a pap. You know, this person is a pap. He's a member of the paparazzi. Or singular, we've got paparazzo. Is that right? That's just one. But this is reduced to pap to make it easier. Oh, it's also an acronym in Polish. Yeah. Okay. So what sentence could you have? What collocation? We've already had annoying paparazzi. Annoying. That was Volpine's smile. What collocations could you think of? Any ideas? Or what sentence? What verb can we use? What do they do? What do paparazzi do, for example? So pursue somebody. To pursue, to maybe to chase. Yeah? What else? Either think of a verb like what they do, or think of an adjective like how they are, for example, annoying. They pursue, they chase, maybe lie in wait, that is just waiting for somebody. Yeah. Hello Zubair, thanks for just joining at the end. 5 minutes left. So, you could think of some context, collocation for this word or for any word in this lesson, or any word at all. This is just a framework for studying words. Yeah? That's all, nothing more, nothing less. Okay, you see I'm a perfectionist when it comes to drawing boxes. Paparazzi just wait, don't they? They're just waiting, sitting around, waiting for somebody to come out of a restaurant or pub or nightclub. Yeah. So nuisance, it's a good term from Nadia, nuisance. Breach of privacy. So these are things that come to mind. You know, you could write this word on the board and then put a circle around it and then draw like a spider chart and go, what do you associate with this word? Breach of privacy. Invasion of privacy. Invasion is a very strong word. Annoying. Maybe what comes to mind, Princess Diana, that's what I think of. What happened to her? Yeah? So, this, of course, this isn't rocket science, but this is another way to explore the words, the collocations. Think, make a spider diagram. If you're working on your own at home, just do it on your own. And then maybe show your teacher. This is a way to try and think out all the different collocations. Okay, maybe let's try one more quickly, if it'll let us. So here's a good word. Yeah, so Volpine Smile saying she was a victim of the paparazzi. So a victim, yeah. Or we could say prey. You know, we could compare it to maybe hunting an animal like a fox. You know, it's the paparazzi are the hunters and the celebrities are the prey, if you like. Yeah. Okay. So we've got here censorship. It's really important to know what the word means. That's the first thing. So what does it mean, censorship? If you don't know what it means, then it's a waste of time studying it, right? You have to know that first. Suppression, said Bridget. Brigitte. Yes. Brigitte. I say Bridget. but you say maybe say Brigitte. Brigitte. Blocking something. So who is blocking that? For example, censorship, the censor. But who is the censor then? Yes, very good, very clever. Control over something. So think of an example of censorship and tell me who was the censor. You know, it might be in a school library. The librarian says, bans a book because it's, maybe it's sexist or racist or anything ist. Yeah. Anybody who bans something, for example, the government maybe will censor the media. Press censorship. So the press can't print everything they want. Even in the UK they can't, because there are laws about it. So there is a form of censorship in every country. Think about Australia, they are trying to censor the internet, really heavily censor it. Even in a liberal country like that. So, censorship is censoring of books. So we're talking about banning or preventing access. Yeah, okay. So, we have to wrap up, I think. We haven't much time, but you could look at the stress, for example, censorship. So first syllable, we've got suffix here, ship. You could think what other words have this suffix. You could think, here is the schwa, censorship. We don't say censorship, censor, no. We've got unusual consonant sound here because it's a soft C. Censorship, yeah. So loads of things to look at in the sounds, and you could do this with all the rest of the words. Yeah, don't forget we've got the words here and the PowerPoint. We could continue for one more hour, but I don't think you'll thank me for that, right? And look at the context, collocation, government censorship, school, maybe the headmaster, teacher, librarian, anybody who controls access to information can censor it. Yeah. Censorship, okay. Good. So any last questions then before we finish? Lots of interesting words here, and we're going to look at these words more in this unit, in Unit 3 Media. Next week we're going to study idioms, probably on Tuesday, and slang on, I think, on Friday. So it's really fun, you know, it's great to start a new unit with you.
Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talkalot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit EnglishBanana.com/talkalot.